This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 415 for Thursday, May 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Thursday morning, backing away from nearby highs in thin volumes as chart-based positioning weighed on prices. Canola down $4 to $7, the July contract down $4.90 at $666.80 per ton. New crop November down $4.40 at $688.50. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all lower, accounting for spillover selling pressure. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the prairies were also bearish, although recent rains have delayed seeding operations in some areas. A long-range forecast from Australia is calling for dry conditions in agricultural regions of the country in June, but that will be followed by beneficial moisture in July. In the U.S., wheat is lower, while corn and wheat are holding closer to unchanged in choppier activity. Soybeans being pulled in two directions, with spillover selling from sharp losses in soy oil, countered by strength in soy meal. July beans up 3 cents now at $12.17 per bushel. U.S. weather conditions remain mixed, with farmers still working to finish spring seeding around the consistent shower activity. Soybean seeding is running slightly ahead of normal so far, but there are some concerns about getting in the final third of the crop. Corn, also watching Midwestern weather, the July contract down a penny at $4.53 per bushel. After exporting about 50 million tons of grain during the current marketing year, Ukraine's ag minister expects total grain exports to fall by about 10 million tons in the upcoming crop year due to reduced production. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board, as forecasts calling for much-needed rains in dry parts of Russia and Ukraine had traders taking some of the recently built weather premium out of the wheat market. However, temperatures are expected to remain hot, and that's limiting the benefit of the moisture. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in July at $7.46 per bushel. Kansas City 8 cents lower in the July contract at $7.11 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in July at $6.82 per bushel. Taiwan reportedly bought 97,000 tons of U.S. wheat in its latest tender. That was somewhat supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 30th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.